The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our good friend CB Lucas AC and Heating.
Yeah.
Yes. Mike Lucas and company. Good folks. Get your system ready for winter now.
Not when?
No.
What? Now. Oh, no. Hey, Mike.
Now. Wow, wow, wow.
Mike.
What?
You're back.
I am. Welcome. Not quite sure how. Call CB Lucas for all your heating, AC, and plumbing needs, especially if your system is older than dirt.
Oh,
I was worried
system.
About how I'd get back into the swing. Worry gone. Yeah. Anyway, you can start saving on utility bills right now.
When?
Right now.
Hey, Mike, you're back.
CB Lucas has 48 months same as cash financing or instant rebates on high-efficiency train systems. Offer ends October 31st. Do what we do. Mm-hmm. Call 855-CB-LUCAS. That's new. 855-CB-LUCAS or click their ad on our website.
Good.
And it's Thursday, and we all know what that means.
That's right.
What does it mean, Mike?
Before we get to Haiti,
mm-hmm.
I've got birthdays and such.
Lovey, lovey, lovey.
Let's open up the mailbag. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Last Wednesday, what was that? Sound like you put a needle down on a record.
Yeah, well, you got to play the record if we're going to do the mailbag.
Last Wednesday was a happy third anniversary for Elspeth and Tori Shaw. Let's get right to the weird name.
What's the
right.
first name?
Elspeth.
Elspeth.
No, that can't be right. Spell it.
It is.
Elspeth, will you loofah my stretch marks?
That's actually Spanish for the Speth.
The Speth.
Elspeth and Tori Shaw.
Oh, I'm sorry. Elspeth, that's an old Brazilian word. It means, look at me, I spell my name differently.
And they always like to hear from Charlie.
Elspeth, what's the deal with that?
What do you? How do you feel about that, Charlie, really?
I feel good.
He's okay with it.
You know that I would, babe.
Oh. This week began with a birthday for Mark Kaplan, who listened to us in
Afghanistan. One of mine.
Yes.
Thank
quite
you,
clearly.
Who listened to us in Afghanistan as a civilian contractor. Mark also buys everything through our Amazon page and has also been to Haiti.
Hey.
Well, way to go, Mark. That's good. Travis Patsfield had a birthday Monday. He liked that time when Internet Radio Tommy went through his iPod. Would like Tommy to do that again soon, and I'm blanking on
I
that.
Remember that he kept playing Jukebox Hero. That was his favorite song.
Jukebox Hero.
We'll have to revisit that iPod soon.
Kathy Blanchard of British Columbia had a birthday Tuesday. Yesterday was Will Johnson's 47th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
He lost 60 pounds on Weight Not.
Nice.
Way to go, dude. Bill Allen escapes his douchebag 30s as he turns 40 today, and his wife Jen has a second grandson named Jason Alexander.
Yeah, can you believe that?
That's great. And you know, there are two other great Jason Alexanders. There's, of course, George Costanza, and then Jughead that Britney was married to for like 3 days.
Jason Alexander of Seinfeld fame. Doing weird stuff with his hair.
Oh, I think it's a rug.
What
it's
hair?
A rug, right?
A bad rug. Be.
But a horrible rug.
Yeah.
You know, you're never too rich to have a bad toupee.
What I like is that if it stops being a rug and starts being a shelf,
you should get a hat.
Anyway, let me see. Bill Allen was born September 26th. Like the grandson before him, he'll be raised on Charlie. Oh, that's a Charlie popular today.
Cool. Nice. Yes,
longtime listener and major queen, Scott Meyer, turns 49 today.
Hi, Scott.
And Scott's friend Bill
thinks
a sexy greeting from Buzz would cheer him out, as he approaches 50.
Hey,
I'm not
going to
do that. I'm actually going to turn that
Why?
Down.
Well, I was going to say, if
homophobe.
It's too spooky.
Let's revamp it. How about a gay spooky. Sexy greeting?
Okay.
Something over the top gay and sexy for Buzz. Buzz, do you think you're up for the challenge?
Gee, I don't know.
I'd love to hear it.
But you don't swing both ways?
I can do it if Buzz doesn't want to do it.
But I think the fun is Buzz doing it.
I don't know if I can incorporate the lisp into the...
Sure, you don't have to be... You see, why is it always stereotypes with you?
Do you not like the gays?
No, I love the
gays. What's wrong with you, Buzz?
Channel it, baby.
Maybe too much.
Yeah, I've never seen you stop in your tracks like that before.
Scott Meyer's 49 today, Buzz. Give him some kind of greeting.
Scott. A man is reaching his peak when he gets to 50. What? Make the most of it.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Okay. I've never had it crawl inside my body before.
Listen, you insisted.
Yeah, I know.
Now you know why I didn't want to do it.
You mustn't always give me what I ask for.
Did you realize that Scott Meyer got two greetings? No,
I didn't realize that.
You put two Scott Meyer turns 49 today.
Someone's playing favorites.
And any friend you wrote of Rennie Rudes is a friend of ours.
And that's how it happened. I must have written Scott in earlier, and then I wrote in again later when Rennie wrote, because I pay attention to everything Rennie writes.
Yeah, well, yeah. Rennie is the fictitious character that's on Facebook.
That's character. Right. And she's more of a character than Todd Moore.
Yep.
Hey.
Rennie was said that she might go out to Sturgis, that we have confirmation. Didn't show up
Never
at Sturgis.
Posted.
Now she said, she wants tickets for the show.
Uh-huh.
And we said, we're going to have confirmation. No, it's for a friend of hers.
It's for a friend.
Yeah.
So she's is this this character that lives in Montana.
But and every December 24th, she fills my socks with candy.
Oh, if only. If she exists, she's a babe.
Oh, if that's she exists, true. She's a turbo hottie and a lawyer.
What if Rennie Rude is actually a dude?
100%
chance.
There's
100, absolutely, it could
100%
be.
100%.
You know Rennie Rude could be Scott Meyer.
I mean, have you been to her webpage?
No. Yeah.
Rennie Rude is somebody who says she's got these beautiful hot pictures. Smart.
Gorgeous blonde.
And then she'll say things like, I'm going to bang my man and then I'm going to go make chili.
Like her entire Facebook page is Hershey Park for horny guys.
That's right.
That's how it's set up.
You guys keep going back, it looks like.
Yeah, we do. Every day.
Hold my hand, I will take you there.
We go back with the hope she's real.
Yeah, that's right. I want to believe.
And nobody's going to ever get her.
No.
But it's
she's
just
married,
the hope that
she,
she's married. Well, and she's married, and she's very open about the fact that her husband is some sort of trained killer.
And yet very flirtatious at the same time. It's all scary.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Are you saying that Rennie's flirtatious or the husband?
Yes.
Okay.
It's May Sabito's birthday tomorrow. All she asks is that we take care of ourselves and be good to everyone who loves us so we can all have TMOS for years to come.
Isn't that nice?
Well, I'm not following that advice.
I think you're doing
That's
fine.
For sure.
You are
Happy
doing
birthday
fine.
Saturday to Emily something or other. The girlfriend of Andrew Schramm, he says, Emily, what's her name, would like a sexy greeting from Liam Neeson. Not if you don't put the last name down.
He didn't give us her last name.
Maybe she's a one-name person like Cher.
Emily, I just want to tell you something. You're going to be taken. Anyway, it's a Saturday birthday for longtime listener and Amazon shopper Alan Claffey, who turns 45 this year. Mm-hmm. Eric Lambing turns 20 on Monday.
Or Lamming.
Or Lamming.
Yeah, it could be Lamming, eh?
It turns 20 on Monday.
That was bad.
His mom says the two of them have bonded over the debauchery that is TMOS. And, this is our letter of the week,
It is our letter of the week. I think you'll enjoy this.
Okay.
It's a nice ending, too.
Comes to us from Courtney Calkins. She writes, this is the story of two friends asking for birthday wishes who remain connected through TMOS. Courtney Calkins, a guy with a girl's name, pronounced Calkins.
Oh, it is a guy.
Birthday is on October 26th, 1965, 47 years old.
Okay.
Mark Swanson's birthday is October 25th, 1966, 46 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We met in college. Mark took a job in Washington, D.C., and when the D&M show became syndicated, Mark told Courtney, Chico, California, to listen to the station out of Sacramento.
Cross country.
Courtney tuned in the first time and heard Rabe standing outside the station yelling, hi, I'm Rabe, and Mike is not a father yet.
I don't even remember that event.
It's a long time ago.
Yes.
Mike was at the hospital awaiting the birth of his first daughter. Mm-hmm. Courtney used to record the show on a VHS tape. A lot of people did that.
Yes, I did.
Because it could tape all 4 hours. Then he would transfer the shows to cassette tape to listen in the car and mail the tapes. Hundreds of them.
Excellent fidelity, I'm sure.
To Mark, so he could listen if he missed a show.
Right.
We have followed the show in its many incarnations, and when we talk about our common friends, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Buzz, Mark, and you too, RJ.
We get this a lot.
When I, Courtney, had a tumor removed from my spinal cord.
Hey, it's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. I was laid up in the hospital for over a month, and I was so drugged up I could not watch TV, so I listened to the show with all the tapes.
See?
It kept me smiling.
I bet our show is really great when you're that doped
trust
up.
Trust me.
Even I might think the show is funny if I had drugs.
Yeah, let's do that sometime.
It kept me smiling in a very rough time, physically and emotionally. Thank you. Really, thank you for everything. No particular request, but I do love Charlie. Charlie seems to be hanging in there. Of course, we buy the bonus hours, shop Amazon through TMOS. We bought the Iowa road trip, and even though, incidentally, we are going to talk about it hopefully tomorrow.
Excellent.
If you like DVDs and you like video presentations, we got a little something I think you're going to like.
If you like pictures.
If you like pictures that talk.
Pretty colors.
Let me see.
Moving pictures.
TMOS page, best. Iowa Road Trip DVD, and even though it could have cost him his marriage, Courtney went to see you guys at the Mustang Ranch on Valentine's Day, no less.
Wow, I remember that.
Yeah, that was very cool. These days, Mark listens in the operating room with all of his surgeon friends. They all enjoy listening to TMOS and all of the more broadcasting shows while they perform delicate spinal and cranial surgical procedures.
Wait a second. This has gotten really weird and scary.
You know.
This is awesome.
I told you.
Letter of the week.
Yes, it's awesomely all over the place.
That's why I like it.
Thanks for all that you have done for us throughout the years. So she's the guy she's a friend with is a spinal surgeon.
It's two guys, and one of them is a surgeon, and one of them nearly lost his marriage by coming to see us at the Mustang Ranch.
But it's a surgeon that does spinal work while listening to this podcast. He is the disorganized doctor.
Thanks for all that you have done for us throughout the years. Keep bringing the funny. We all need the laughter. Thanks, Courtney and Mark.
Very
wow,
nice.
Thank you.
And with that said, it's on to the show. Whoa, whoa.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Philosophy, a hardbound collection of all the life lessons I've learned, such as always look people in the eye. Even if they're blind, just say, I'm looking you in the eye. You only get one chance at a first impression. I suggest Julia Child, because it's easy to do.
Save the giblets!
The most amazing things that can happen to a human being will happen to you if you just lower your expectations. Dance until your feet hurt. Sing until your lungs hurt. Act until your William hurt.
Marry someone who looks sexy while disappointed.
Older black ladies make the best iced tea.
Success is 1% inspiration, 98% perspiration, and 2% attention to detail.
You can tell a lot about a person from his biography.
Watch a sunrise at least once a day. If you love something, set it free, unless it's a tiger.
If you're ever in a jam, a crayon scrunched up under your nose makes a good pretend mustache.
When life gives you lemonade, make lemons. Life will be all like, what? Philosophy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana.
And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
Oh, yeah, that Modern Family crew there. They're smoking weed, there's no doubt about that. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is America's most beloved podcast, the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 15 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. You can call us.
Really not today.
Did you take any calls when I was gone?
Dozens, but not on the show.
One from Haiti.
Yeah, that was my favorite call.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. I want to find out the audio, if that sounded, because I know the content. I know the content was...
But, I mean, you know, sizzling, Mike. It was sizzling.
Yeah, sizzling.
It was great.
You know, you can't be funny. Right. You know, you can be funny when you're down there with the people that are down there. You can't be funny when you're talking about it.
It was right. Funny when you talked about funny your about it. You were funny with your shoes.
Yeah,
you were
that
very
was
excited
funny.
About your shoes.
718-506-1625. It is Thursday, and this is October 24th,
I believe.
25th.
Fifth, really? 25th.
Wow. Our show
Come on,
today
Buzz.
Is brought Lost to you by Vistaprint.com. If you're starting a business, one of your first steps should be professional quality business cards. That's for sure. Do what millions of business owners do and do what we all did. Use Vistaprint.com. They've got thousands of designs online, or you can upload your own artwork. Vistaprint now has an improved card with heavier stock and no price increases. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get another card made up, and I'm going to get one with my cell phone number on it.
I had advised
him against that.
But I mean, it'll just be like if I meet somebody who's cool enough.
How about I set up for you a Google phone number that will ring to your cell phone?
Okay.
Because then you can screen it a little better.
Good luck. He's just going to yell at you.
No, I'm not.
He's just going to yell at you.
No, I'm not. Stop it.
Don't do that.
Vistaprint
Boy,
now
he
has,
is sleepy.
Has an improved card with heavier stock. and no price increase.
Stop it.
And you can get 250 of these cards for just $10. That's half the regular price.
They're giving them away,
don't,
Mike.
You two do not start on me today.
Not today. Tomorrow,
I will, maybe. I will yell. That's half the regular price. Tomorrow, bring it. Today, please. You can get 250 of these cards for just $10. That's half of. I used to run the show.
You did.
Like a jazz master. Yeah,
and then we sent you to a third world country, and look at you now. A shell of your former self.
Whatever.
That's right.
Love everybody. Anyway, but you have to enter the code TMOS in the search bar in the upper right-hand corner, and Vistaprint does more than cards. Check out their whole line of printed products. Again, for half off these premium business cards, enter the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. Welcome, welcome. On the program today, I jotted it down as best I could.
Right.
I delayed it as long as I could.
Really?
Because, because there's just no way to organize my thoughts.
Yeah.
Look, they tell you to write a journal. Mm-hmm. The people that go down there, they tell you, you know, me, Mr. Homework, I hate homework. I hate this. So I'll give it to you. I'll give the highlights, and we'll see what we get
all
to.
Right.
Cap Haitian. That's the city in
right.
Haiti where I was. I wrote the kids. My nickname, the bank, and the convenience store.
Mm.
Let me see.
Mark is very excited to hear about the bank.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there. I had two nicknames. I had a nickname that I gave myself for the blondes down there, which are the name for the white folk that were down there. And
right.
I gave, and then the mamas who run the orphanage gave me a nickname. You're going to go in.
Cool.
Enjoy
now
that
you revealed one nickname during your phone
okay,
call.
Okay, then because I'm probably repeating.
Okay.
Let me see. I got the bartenders. I want to tell you about my bartenders.
You met bartenders?
Oh, in the hotel had two of them.
So really, were you
they
down
were my
there?
Guys.
What did you help more, the orphans or the bartenders?
Oh,
tie.
Tie goes to the runner. Let's see. Drumming.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to hear
Homeland
that.
Security, and the hurricane. That's
Sandy. Fireworks are hailing over Little Eden tonight.
I'm not going to start with that.
No, of course
not. That would be too selfish.
Can you set the
selfish.
Scene of you arriving in Cap Haitian coming from Miami? Was it a bit? Was a small plane, big plane?
And
small
plane. What did most of the signs say when you got off the plane?
It was. It's interesting you bring that up because I can now. This is what I hope
you guys
would do because it'll take me into.
Right.
Because you do that and suddenly, oh, well, remember that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Chronological is going to be a good way to do this.
Okay. Apparently, as I am told, because you go, you've never been there, and you're told this, apparently, much different arrival and much different scene at the airport. Now, the airport is a landing strip out in the city with you know, a very small outbuilding that is the terminal.
Yes.
It's a third world country.
Right,
it looks
absolutely.
Every bit like a third world country, but it's got a runway, and they're in the process of expanding the runway where, you know, knock on wood, you're going to have jet service that goes in there. So it'll be the difference between 2.5 hours getting into Haiti and maybe like 45 minutes.
Oh, you're on a legitimate prop plane.
Turboprop, Saab turbo, the old Saab turboprop. Really competent pilots, really, you know, Chris, a Haitian guy there. I had them both coming and going. And he was a terrific flight attendant. Mm-hmm. Here's the big story. This was the inauguration of the industrial park that's going to employ 25,000 Haitians.
So a huge deal in that environment.
Huge deal.
That's why Clinton was there, right?
Sean Penn, Richard Branson.
Wow.
Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, the president of Haiti coming in from Port-au-Prince. Diplomats from Korea, diplomats from France, diplomats, all the people with countries that are going to invest in this industrial park. So we knew this before we went down. I knew it was going. So what the airport included was when we arrived there, were armed, machine-gunned military everywhere. The Haitian Police Department, not the Army. They don't have an army.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So they were everywhere. But you know, I would have known that I was in a third world country when I landed. Throw in the guys with the machine guns and military uniforms, and you got a little taste of of the fact that, you know, okay.
Banana Republic,
thank you very much.
Yeah.
As our director down there.
Is there an overwhelming sense of tension? Now, I know that
you
would probably feel tense anytime you saw some sort of machine gun, but
no, really.
As a rule, does the environment feel tense?
No, it doesn't. And I've got an example of that I'll give you a little bit later where I didn't feel that. But at that time, I didn't know where the hell I was. I mean, here I am brand new, and I don't know what's going on. As we're walking to the van, The guy that I would get to know, our director, Archibald down there, he was called over just kind of randomly by one of these military guys. Now, there are two different kinds of police down in Haiti. There are the guys that look like street cops you would see in a Caribbean country, you know, with a short sleeve. They've got sidearms, but they're wearing what appear to be like sheriff's outfits.
Foot soldiers.
They got there. And then you've got the paramilitary guys that apparently, I don't know, I'm doing all this from what people tell me, are better trained and kind of badasses, and they do that. And then just security. So the first 3 days that I was there, it was Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Okay.
It was security, and to a certain extent on Monday night as well. We were displaced from our hotel on Sunday night. And
because of all the dignitaries.
Because all the dignitaries, but it was no problem. Right. And we just went up the hill and went into another joint. It was really not bad at all. But it was just, you had this amazing presence of Secret Service.
And then
the Secret Service from the other countries, you couldn't, I mean, there were, it's funny. And
that's kind of cool to see, though, from the outside looking in.
It was great. And mostly American Secret Service, who are, you know, very cool guys.
And you just miss out on Scarlett Johansson because she just broke up with Sean Penn.
Really?
Yes.
Well, first of all, the only famous person I saw, because we weren't invited to the, you know, this was VIP Central, was Richard Branson.
Ooh.
Saw him coming down the only tourist attraction in Cap Haitian is called the Citadel, which is this magnificent fort at the tippy top of the mountain overlooking the entire part of Haiti.
I'm guessing you could have seen another famous person if you had brought a mirror.
No. baby.
That was so gross.
So that's the start, and that's a cool way. That's a cool way to do it. It's just to talk about the start, and there was no waiting. I tell you, this trip, let me tell you something. Bill and Debbie Harvey, who run this orphanage down there, you know, just little stuff that it's not
helping
completely
Haitian
related.
Angels,
helping Haitian Angels, you know, no waiting. We got off the plane, and we didn't have to go to the hotel. We got to go right to meet the kids.
That's awesome.
Believe me, that's what you want to do. You know, everybody feels
you
the
want
same
to do
way.
That first.
That's
how excited are
first.
The kids when whatever the bus or the vehicle whatever rolls in? It's, because obviously they know
it's a huge deal.
From what comes, the Harveys is ultimately
deal.
Going to save their lives. So when you pull up, what is the reception like?
It's everything you would expect it to be. It is a huge deal. It is the kids running down there. It's instantaneous hugging.
That's amazing.
Instantaneous. I had a guy that was this high. And I'm pointing down to the floor, just a teeny little guy.
Yeah.
Bam. I had my hand held. He wouldn't let go.
Yeah.
He took me. I went everywhere he went. Oh. They've done it a lot of times. They've had a lot of people come down through this place. And so it's a big deal. It's a big deal for the people arriving.
Call me daddy?
And the, call me daddy. And it's a big deal for the kids as well. You were going to ask me.
Well, I know that's a big concern. Before you left, you had your Diego outfit ready to go.
Yes.
And Carla had a situation. You're like, look, baby, you got to cover up. We're going to a different place, different
not
world.
An issue.
Yeah, didn't even think about it. It really was.
You got there, and it was all about the kids.
It was, and she was cool. It's a cultural thing. You kind of read up on it, and you know what they're, you know what you do, you know what you don't, the do's and the don'ts, and they're significant.
What's a big don't that you was told to you right as you landed?
The biggest that comes to mind would be taking a photograph without asking permission.
Ooh.
Oh,
In the Haitian culture, many people, not all of them, because it's not, you know, it's like life and it's like stereotypes in life. You don't have blanket statements, you know, that apply to everybody. You never know. But there are many people that do not care for their picture to be taken. It is a religious belief that the camera will
steal their soul.
Steal their soul.
Yeah, and, I've heard that before.
You know, and so that is, you know, so you do that. That's a don't.
Yeah. But you're like, this is an iPhone.
Yeah. There were iPhones down there used by Haitians.
Nice.
You know, they got the structure there, the haves and have nots.
You know, you've talked about the purpose of this organization and the overall work that it does and what its goals and the mission of building this industrial park. What was the specific purpose of this particular trip? The Harveys go down all the time. This time you went with them. This trip was to do what?
It's funny when you ask the question because I realize that I now have accomplished my goal and the reason I went down there. Okay. I've worked with them before and I've done some auctions and I look forward to doing more as far as talking about it and on this show. Mm-hmm. And you just gave me an opportunity inadvertently to talk about.
I'm curious.
A lot of people go down on these trips, whether it's anywhere in a third world country, whether it's here in the United States, right, on a mission trip, and you know, you want a hammer in your hand, you want a nail, yeah, you know, you want to go down there. The purpose really,
you are handy
of this. Yeah, right. Oh my the purpose, God. And there's a little of that that goes
the
on.
The purpose, sure, of this trip was for Mike to replace the speakers in the motorcycle at the orphanage.
Well, he's had practice.
I fixed your sign, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Oh, yeah. Did it blow over or something?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I didn't know that.
It's not well attached.
So
really, the victory coming up is going to be credited to Oscar.
Here's what I love about this organization. You go down there, and the thing that they do really is just grab the kids and just hang out with the kids. Now, they bring a ton of stuff down there. Financially, obviously, they support this facility. Right. It's a daunting task.
I know you took supplies of some kind.
Take supplies, tons of supplies. We each carried a 50-pound duffel, and that's why we had our little backpack, so that we could get that on the plane and get it down there. But if you ask me what the real, you know, what are you there to do? That's the American question.
Right.
Because every American wants to go, What are you going to do down there?
Right. And if I'm not mistaken, you were sort of unclear as to what you were going to do even as you're departing to go down there.
And as soon as you get down there, you get it. You get it. And it's like, there, you know, it's not like there's, you know, you're so many people, especially, you know, mission people that go down with church groups and they go down to do these things. You know, they're like, get me the 2x4s, get me the, you know, and a lot of men, including men in our group, you know,
they want to get to work.
That's their trip. We had a guy down there that, you know, that built a new basketball hoop for the kids in the little courtyard. He did an incredible job with it. And he loved that because they're guys that just have to do the task.
Yeah,
you
sure. Yeah, I get
because
that.
They're not, because a lot of guys aren't going to be, touchy, you know, feeling, sitting there and hanging out with a kid on your lap. Or I had for me, you find it. You find what you're going to, how you're going to track with them. I know I do the silly little voices. You know how I behave with kids.
Right,
I do that.
Right, yeah.
Then a kid brings out a pair of drumsticks. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm there.
Yeah.
I got this thing. And then every day, that was my thing. I'd like to do that. I'd find it. Then I also had that need to go out, and I would run out through town and run errands and stuff like that. So, but really what was great about this, number one, as far as I know, and the way I look at it, the prime directive is to just hang out with the kids.
Goodwill, then.
Hang out.
Really.
Absolute goodwill.
It's all about
goodwill. And to me, really, you can go. Look, I'm not begrudging anybody doing whatever they want to do. I mean, absolutely. If you want to do something and you feel good about it, that's it. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But to me,
you can do
what makes their organization so cool is that they were going down and having this one-on-one interaction with these kids. There are people there that I think have been down four times. There are people that have been down, you know, Bill and Debbie have been down there 30 times, you know, just again and again and again. And the interaction and the react, the kids know it's phenomenal. It's a celebration when they go down there. And I was sitting there, you know, in the movie Schindler's List, when he holds up the list, he said, the list is an absolute good.
Mm-hmm.
I really tried to look at this because there are a lot of cynics that talk about these mission trips. And I'm looking at the way they approach it and the way they go into doing it. I'm saying, where's the angle? Where's the downside? You know, these kids are going to be educated and in a very safe environment up until the age of 18 to 20 years of
age. We are conditioned, particularly now, even more than, say, even 10 or 15 years ago, to always look for the angle and try and figure out who's benefiting from it.
It's the way we do it as Americans.
Yeah. And what I'm hearing is it's not just goodwill, but for the Haitian people, this puts a face on the help that they're getting. They get to find out that, you know, instead of just a check or a box of goods showing up, there's a face associated with that help.
I don't think you can make it that political. I don't think the Haitian people in general, I don't think that is what this is about, because if you get into that, you've got a much bigger issue, and you might have people in any community
that large.
I didn't
mean the entire country. I just meant the people you're dealing
with. The kids.
Yeah, right.
Well, look, and some of them will forget. Some of them will go on. Mm-hmm. Some of them will do well. Some of them will not do well. It's like any kid. But I think that if you've influenced one kid who knew you as an American, who knew you as somebody that's completely different from who they are, and they remember at five,
anything,
at six, at eight, at 12,
huge,
at whatever, there's got to be, that's an absolute good. Believe me, I'm Mr. Cynic. Cynical.
Yeah.
I'm the most secular guy on the trip. I was, you know, I said.
And sexual.
I said, you know, there were very religious people. There were people that were, that was by degree also. Mm-hmm. But the one universal was they didn't lay any trip on me.
Right.
Whatsoever.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean
none
to imply that.
And
that's
why, no, but I'm saying when you talk about politically, that's where you get into a lot of confusion. Where's the money going? How's it going to get to the people? just in broad strokes, and I have to paint with broad strokes because one of the things we talked about is, and I've got an audience listening right now that it's my job to hopefully provide an entertaining podcast. One of the things they said, when you talk about your experience, be careful and watch people's eyes because they're going to gloss over. Because really, it's right now for me.
You're still on that high. So fresh.
It's just coming out of my, it's all I can think about.
I think it will be for a week because I think what we need to do now is start planning our next mission trip, which is to see if we can get Buzz to undo another button on his shirt.
I think, Jesus. Sure, I can do that.
Oh, God.
It's like Tom Jones over there.
So really, I want to just
down
give
you... A belly button. I just saw your button, too.
No, I just did one. Just one. See, it was like that, and now it's like this.
I like it. I like it both ways.
That's what I heard.
Broadest strokes possible. Surprise. Biggest surprise.
Right.
Biggest surprise, sheer numbers, sheer population.
The poverty.
You can't. I knew it was going to be people.
Expected that.
I knew there was going to be filth. I knew there was going to be bad sanitation. I knew there was going to be poverty. I knew there were going to be kids with distended stomachs. And another tell with kids is that you see these African, I won't say African American, African Haitian kids, and they are supposed to have black hair, and they've got actually blonde hair, and that's a sign of malnutrition.
Oh, no.
Not blonde, but I mean the ends of their hair
like reddish?
will be reddish.
Wow.
And it's a sign of malnutrition. You learn stuff like that. Wow. Not the poverty, because I expect that. The numbers.
And I would anticipate that is really something you can't prepare for.
Yeah. Number two, the joy. The joy. Happy, happy. It doesn't matter. They're bustling. They're bustling. There are people that are in desperate poverty, but they are bustling. You know, when you see the kids that are in this church reciting the different sayings that they have down there, and they're in a church that is, if you saw it, you would say, well, that wouldn't make a good shed for me. You know what I mean? Right. It's amazing.
Well, Mike, your shed.
Joy, joy, joy. That. The size and then kind of like the, you know, you picture people that they're going to sit on the side of the road. They're going to be like, no, it's not.
No.
It's talking, laughing.
Living.
They are being educated. They're thousands, hundreds of thousands of kids that are going to school, and they all have these sparkling uniforms that they go to school in. Mm-hmm. You see the people on the street, they look like they're wearing rags.
Yeah.
But the kids, the children have these uniforms.
You mentioned the mamas, and I found that fascinating.
I'll tell you about that in a second.
Do they maintain the uniforms and make the kids look like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
How do you keep a balance when you get off a trip like this? And clearly you got in. I asked you when I walked in past midnight last night.
Yeah.
My father, to some extent, when he would go overseas, he would come over, and it'd be some time for him to get adjusted to what is the life in the States. And as a child, we paid the price at times, not because he was a raging maniac, because he just... we didn't understand where he was coming from. And the only thing I ever had, and I've told you about this before, is when he got back from Ethiopia when they had their famine. And it's his first day back. I took a bite of an apple, threw it in the trash because I didn't like the apple. And then all of a sudden, I heard... we were all called down. Jose Tatianos got down to the kitchen. He said, who threw away this apple? And I was like, me? It was horrible. And he was so upset with me that he didn't hit me or beat me. Right. He made me stand in a corner and read magazines about the famine in Ethiopia because he said, look, you're probably not going to understand why I'm doing this. And I was a little kid, so I don't really know if I learned anything. But now as an adult, I understand you come back from these countries and you realize that the stuff that we bitch about and that we take for granted every day.
Well, it happened right away, you know, as when we got back to the airport. Yeah. I mean, it's like you get into your little situations there. And, you know, the nice thing about going down with people that have been down there and like your dad, you know, if you have the experience, you kind of know what to tell people to prepare for.
Okay.
You can tell them only so much to prepare for because you will have to process it your own way.
You're like decompressing from that experience.
I'm just dealing with just being tired in general, you know, and that would be if I flew from a vacation spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the general fatigue. Emotionally, it's going to take a lot longer to process and to see.
Yeah.
You know, I'm everything is on hold for me. Whether I want to go back, when I want to go back, you know, what I want to do with the organization, how I want to, I have to just...
You have to process this
to
first.
Let it all go.
It is literally too much.
You know, I don't like life-changing. I think it's an overused term, but I but eye-popping and eye-opening is what I use right now.
That's very good.
It is something where I had my little moment actually coming down into little Manassas Town, our little bustling strip, and you just sort of take it all in.
Were you prepared for the size of Manassas Town?
The poverty.
Know, yes. It's just, there's plenty here. Yeah, there really is. Yeah. I mean, you could find it, but just mind-boggling and positive. Positive, positive, positive. That's because of the work they've done. Hasn't always been positive. Mm-hmm. They've been stolen from, the people that have run their organization.
Did you mentally prepare yourself for something that had some negative flavor when you got there? Were you, I mean, and because I love that you're coming back with such a positive thing, but were you expecting it to be that positive?
No. When you talk about what was I was concerned about, I was worried about, I was afraid a little bit.
Right.
You know, you're scared.
Well, we heard that on your phone call.
You hear about, you know, the things. And there, you know, I wrote down a couple of the things. You know, I ran a lot of errands with people. And there is one lady that's doing the accounting for HHA down there. And this is her first trip. And she had to go to the Haitian bank. And the Haitian bank is a really weird place. It's a very serious place. And you walk in and there's a guy in the little airlock with a shotgun pointed at you, you know, that sits there and says, take your hat off. Now, I didn't know whether this was, you know, because there's a security issue with the hats or whether you take your hat off when you go into a bank.
Right.
But it just was disconcerting. And
well, they're not accustomed to seeing someone in a top hat, Mike.
Haiti hums. Haiti hums. Haiti is like it's constant din. It's talking. It's everywhere talking. And there was stone silence in the bank, and there were a lot of people there. There was a line a mile long, and it was very, very intense. The next time I saw a shotgun was when we went into the convenience store. You know, you got the money, and you got food and goods and services. That's where you had shotguns there. So that, I guess when I said, did I expect it to be positive, I didn't have any expectations. I didn't know. I expected I would feel more threatened.
Okay.
And I did not. I mean, when the day my group went and climbed the Citadel, Bill had told me, you'll probably have no problem getting up, but if you've had ACL surgery, you don't want to come down.
Yeah.
And then Carla confirmed that when I came back. And
how great was it when they basically gave you a pass not to climb the mountain?
It was. I was relieved because I had a hangover to beat the band.
No kidding. Wow. You?
Yeah.
How's that?
Really?
Yeah, I was glad. I was glad. But I also, you know,
Mike O'Mara for prestige.
I didn't want, oh, man. The Haitian beer, the national beer of Haiti.
I don't always drink beer.
But when I do, I drink a lot of it.
I drink. Oh, man. All right. We're running late. We'll come back Jesus. I mean, I could.
Hey, man. Just got back.
And we got two to do today. I actually have tape of you with the kids here, Mike.
I would give you my nickname that the Haitian mamas, the older ladies that run the orphanage, gave me when I come back.
Good.
And I'll also talk to you about my day with Homeland Security.
Ooh.
Hey.
Trip of what, 16, 17 people?
Yikes.
Who's the one?
Oh,
yeah!
Mikey wins!
Hi, Mike.
We'll take a break. Come right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. The Wait Not joy continues. I am so glad to be back on Wait Not that because you eat better than you think, Dan.
Really?
Believe it or not.
Good.
But, you know, I got no complaints. And
did you remember to bring your scale?
I did not. Didn't bring my breathing machine. Didn't bring my scale.
What's the most interesting thing you ate while you were down there?
Hey, look out.
Goat.
Really?
Goat.
How was it?
Most of our group was not thrilled.
Fantastic is he's had so much free time since the Caps aren't playing.
Well, because that's all I'll start with. Wait not, 855, wait not, 855-934-4486, waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. When is your television commercial for Wait Not
I'm
coming
still
out?
Waiting to hear from him. I have a FedEx that they've tried three times to come to my house. I think it must have something to do with the commercial because it's from Paul.
Really? Wait Not. So you might have a copy?
Hopefully soon.
Cool. Yeah. I want to see
that. I can't wait
to
see
it. Why doesn't he go to Spiewak and Associates like everything else?
That's true.
Here's Oscar. I've got an idea. Why don't you sign here and then shut your mouth?
I figured out there's something I really missed.
Didn't you miss that?
Please do the Wait Not program if you need it, and sell this on a friend because I'm saying. Please,
it works, folks.
I'll do better tomorrow. I promise.
Do you want to make the announcement?
We can make the announcement.
Sure.
I will make an announcement that we will make the announcement tomorrow.
Okay,
cool. Excellent.
Concerning Wait Not and our trip out to Reno, Nevada.
Oh, and also, I think tomorrow would be appropriate if you have not yet secured a ticket and would like one.
Yes.
Listen tomorrow.
Okay, big news on Circus Circus and Wait Not with Reno. Let me just say, I hope we have somebody that is concerned about their weight.
Yeah,
that's coming to our show in Reno. I think the odds are overwhelming.
Maybe someone that when they happen. If they bought their airfare to Reno and they had to buy two tickets.
Yeah. Please do. 855 Wait Not, 855-934-4486 or waitnot.com. I will share this story. So okay. One night they served goat. And it was the night we had the Mama's Dinner, and that's right. The people that work in the, and they do it once a year. It's the Mother's Day that they have, and they get dressed up, and it is a big, big deal because they're going to have, they're going to eat better than they've eaten in a long time. Although the kids and the mamas in the Keanj orphanage do, the food is great for the kids.
They get nutrition.
It's not just nutrition, it's really well-prepared food.
Nice.
So we're sitting there, and we're eating the goat, and I'm like, goat.
How do they prepare? How do they prepare it?
They cook the hell out of
it's
it.
Right. I understand.
It's what's for dinner.
But I mean, it's not served like as a goat.
It's in a gravy and it's like meat. It's like you would see pot roast or something like that.
I bet it's great.
Yeah, a lot of little bones in it. That's the only thing.
Yeah, you know what?
So I'm chowing down.
Quit your bitching.
And I'm exactly. Yeah. And I'm enjoying the goat. And it's funny.
Mike O'Mara says, "Enjoy the goat."
So my buddy Warren, who's right across from me, and a tough guy. Uh-huh. He is very tough.
Uh-huh. Is he as tough as the goat?
He's not a girly man like
right.
me.
Yeah.
And he's just one of these guys that I have a lot of respect for because he's mellow. But he's a man's man. He's a man's man. Yeah. And Warren, we get done. We finish, and he goes, "Well, I wanted to just mention this. Once you were all done enjoying your meal," and he's kind of looking at me. He said, "I just want everybody to be aware of what we've seen those goats eating on the side of the road."
Oh.
And it got into my head. I'm suddenly sitting there going,
felt like you'd eaten the queasies.
Nothing happened. We had one person get what we call the gunge down there.
Mama Queasy's discarded goat.
Usually one person on a trip gets the gunge.
Anyone we know.
Kim got the gunge.
Oh, Kim.
And Hope stayed with Kim. And really, it was one person a trip. And everybody, got a little paranoid. That was in my head for like 6 hours after dinner.
I'm
like,
about what the goats eat.
Yeah, and who knows.
It's whatever runs in the streets, right?
Right, runs in the streets.
Gotcha.
What is the gunge?
The gunge is...
Naturally, he wants to know.
Well, of course, he just wants specifics.
He wants the tail. Boy. He wants pictures.
I'm guessing the gunge, Mike. I'm guessing the gunge refers to both ends.
The nice thing, because of all the Secret Service and all the security that was down there,
right.
They had some international paramedics at the hotel.
Oh, wow.
They got to give this lady an IV. She got it. Ooh. I mean, she got it bad, like real bad.
But you got good treatment.
But you get it bad. You're going to get over it. You're going to get over it.
Dehydrated.
You'll be okay.
Just something with third world countries. When I used to go to Bolivia or when I traveled with my father, even Mexico, the toilet paper there is different than toilet paper here in the States. Toilet paper in South America at times could be like paper mache.
Right.
So you got to roll your hand up to do something right or else you might get messy.
It wasn't that bad. The toilet paper wasn't that bad.
You can break right
it's like
it.
A puppet?
No, it's just so thin.
Okay. So like tissue paper.
Yes.
Paper mache is a medium of like sculpture.
Yeah, well, I'm into the arts.
Yeah, but I mean, it fell apart.
How's the sculpture
when he
going?
Said it, I understood what he said when he said it, like, disintegrated and fell
apart. Yeah.
You don't think...
That also has to do with your diet.
I did okay. I did okay till this morning.
Yeah?
And then what? I think I've got it. Oh, just a...
You probably just adjusted.
Do you have a bad case of North American gunge?
I'm fine.
You look good.
I'm sort of fine.
Boy.
I am sort of fine.
Let me ask, just slightly off topic, why were you applying eye drops when I got here today? Does that have something to do with...
I got dry eyes. I put that in every morning. You just happen to see it, it's nothing to do with the trip.
I thought perhaps it was some sort of steroid, like you have some sort of bad gunge eye.
I told you guys this when I called in the other day, that I was sitting there. I'm going to blast through this stuff.
Yeah, save time for Homeland Security, because we got to hear about that.
Okay, so the one night, I think I told you when I called in from Haiti the other day, lady, late at night, we've had a few cocktails, and I hear, "Oh, my God!" And man, I'm not kidding. And I will show this for our Ustreamers. This big, right at the steps going up to my hotel room, a tarantula. Giant, like arachnophobia style tarantula.
Oh.
Never seen one in the wild before. This one just came big crawling
enough,
out of the woods.
It was leaving footprints.
Spider pig.
That was a little scary. And
he had radioactive blood.
They do this little,
How do you shoo it? What do you do?
I was. I'd had a toddy or two.
You said to the
spider, "I'm gonna roll my water bottle up to it."
Yeah, good.
"I'm gonna roll my water bottle up to it." And then it goes, and then we all go, ah!
What was good is when Mike...
Someone give me a piece of cheese.
Mike turned to the spider and said, listen.
A piece now of listen. Cheese.
Give me a saddle.
give it a piece of cheddar cheese. See if it eats it.
Feed it the goat.
Spiders eat cheese, don't they? So the two bartenders, Jean-Pierre and Lobo. I haven't given you guys any Creole, okay? I haven't said that. Sec passé.
What's up?
I say, yeah. Hey!
Yeah, because you told us that last time.
Oh, see, I forgot. Yeah.
On the phone, you said it means
I was in the car talking to Archibald. I don't know.
What's happening.
Yeah, right. It's what's happening. Yeah, you say, non boulet, nothing much. Yeah. Comment vous
êtes?
How are you?
How are you?
Comme you say bien?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's just like good. French.
And comment relais?
Oh, how you feeling?
No.
Where's the spider?
No, what's your name?
Oh.
And you go, relais Rob.
Relais Lobo.
Lobo was one of the bartenders.
Lobo with two A's.
And Jean-Pierre was one. And the other nickname for Jean-Pierre was Tyson because he looked exactly like Mike Tyson.
Oh. Did they have the international bartender code when you tip them real well, they serve you real well?
It was strange. Tipping was done differently down there. You know, Bill and Debbie are really concerned about how all that's done because if you don't do it right, you're going to be you can be taken advantage of. So that was done the last day that we were all there, and I didn't know that. And I had made a comment, and promising is a big thing that you don't do if you're not going to deliver. And I had said I was going to tip. So Lobo, who was the bartender at the end, Bill says, now listen, they are really taken care of here. This is the way we do it. We tip them and everybody. We tip the person that that you see for 5 minutes when you first check in.
Right.
We tip right all the way down. So I'm like, okay, what am I going to do?
Lobo?
I don't know. And then I remembered that he was fascinated with Carla's little electronic cigarette.
Oh.
And the other thing about it is I realized, you know what, Carla, Mark, you speak more than most people with Carla about those cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what how she values. There are a few things.
It means a lot
There
to
are
her.
Few material possessions that she is territorial about that she guards as though it is a gold brick.
It's Beluga and that smart smoke.
It is Beluga and the smart smoke. Right. So I go out and she was cool. She said, I said, can I give him mine, the one that my smart smoke? Can you please? I said, I won't give him the charger and I'll give him only one of the new packets.
Right.
And so I went out
just
there.
Give him a taste.
And,
first taste is free.
Well, I'd given him a taste the first night we were there. Yeah. I was smoking mine at the bar, and I said, here, go ahead. Yeah, yeah. Give it a try. And he took a drag on it, and you see this little gleam. And it's just, I think it was like, I don't even know if he was a heavy smoker. There are a lot of people that smoke down in Haiti, but he had that gleam in his eye. And and then I said, Les, I gave it to him. And then he looked at it, and he's trying it, and it's a powerful drag when you first do it.
Yeah.
And he's, here I am corrupting all of him.
On a new charger.
No, you're not. You're helping.
On a new vice. And he's looking at me, and then he looks at me, takes a drag, the smoke curls up around his face, he goes, and he comes out from around the bar, and he gives me this bear hug.
Oh, wow.
He liked it.
He liked his gift.
Yeah.
He liked
very
his
very
gift.
Nice.
Wake up in the morning in an envelope, Carlos says, here, came out. Handed me the charger. He's got the charger and smart phone. And technically, I can say that I went to Haiti and I sold them something.
Yeah,
that's great.
Because hopefully he will be terribly addicted to it.
Get him to shop through Amazon.
Yes, the Amazon.
He'll stop smoking generally, and hopefully the smart smoke won't hurt his lungs.
He died. Right. Okay, last story about Haiti, and then we got to get Rob's magic audio vault.
It's magic.
For now, first of all, we have a bonus hour that we're going to be doing, and I'll throw some other stuff in there, too.
Yeah,
but I will tell you, we get through, and boys, you know how I am about flying, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you love it,
nervous,
right?
A little nervous flyer. Reluctant.
It's strange that there was nothing, I tried. Believe me, we're out at a guy's farm. We're touring a guy, this fella Andy, that runs an incredible farm down there in Haiti.
Boo!
And he employs a lot of Haitian workers down there. And that's the first time I heard the H word. And we're sitting there, and we're looking at his aloe plants, and we're looking at his papayas and all of the stuff. And I said, "Yeah, well, I hope you get out tomorrow with the hurricane or something to that effect." And I said,
"Excuse me,
what?" I was clueless. I was down in Haiti.
When you said H word at his farm, I thought you were talking about heroin.
So did I.
No, he didn't like me because when I met him the first time. The first thing I said to him, because I'd had a little... Hey, so Bill tells me you are the largest pot farmer in Haiti.
Oh, oh God.
Not even.
Yeah. His jaw didn't unhinge?
No.
Not enough smart smokes to buy that joke off.
You like that expression?
I love it.
It's It's good to be back with you. But anyway, so
I don't even mean it that
so,
way.
So anyway, we get on the plane, and that's when I said, hello, you're going to be going over the weather, large weather system, as you know, the tropical depression and the hurricane. I'm like, hurricane. Oh, Sandy. And I have no pregame, you know, for the plane, but I'm just.
You didn't have any of the Heritage?
These people are peaceful. They're cool. Right, and I was okay. And we flew kind of on the fringes of this of this hurricane.
Tropical storm at the time.
Flew through Los Angeles.
First of all, you realize how long the Bahamas are. You know, Bahamas are pretty long. And,
sure.
And so we had to, you know, they said at one point that, all right, it's going to be, we're now going to be crossing this band that's 30 miles wide.
Right.
And really, not bad at all. Not bad. I mean, really, we bounced a little bit, but not like, I'll tell you, if you looked out the window, the one thought I had as I'm looking out the window is like, how the hell are we not, you know, bouncing like a toy all over the sky?
Right.
Well, the nice thing was, well, the big jet. We reserved that for the big jet later on.
Good.
Yeah.
Really?
When I didn't expect it.
Right.
That's picture, you take off out of Miami, right?
Sure.
What are you going to do? You're going to hug the coast, take that right turn, come up into Washington.
Sure. Well, I usually follow, out of Miami. I usually go up 95.
You take off out of Miami, take a nice hard left turn to go almost all over to the Gulf Coast to avoid the just the outer bunch of this this little program. It was it was a little dicey. When I arrived in Miami, though, you go through customs and immigration, and they have in Miami a state of the art, beautiful facility with customs and immigration.
Yes,
you get to go in. Bill had the greatest thing, that card that you can get.
Oh,
the global, the global card,
Red dress,
and you know, and he just zips right through.
Wow.
Bye-bye. We have to all stop at the station and check your passport. Mm-hmm. And Carla goes in front of me, and I say, no problem at all. And then the guy, he goes, and I'm having a nice conversation with him. He's like, what are you in Haiti for? I said, little mission trip, you know. And he said, oh, very good. He's like, uh-oh. And I'm like, uh-oh. He said, I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to wait over by that wall right
Did he
there.
Literally say, uh-oh?
Yeah.
He said,
I'm sorry, sir.
That is not good.
I said, what's going on? He said, I can't tell you. Will you please just wait by the wall? Another officer will come to get you, and we'll take care of your passport.
My passport
at this point has been confiscated, and I am asked to stand on a wall and wait for another officer, and I got no idea what it's about.
And your balls are crawling inside you at this point?
I am calm because I know that there's just nothing going on.
And you are on U.S. soil.
Right.
I think you might have been a lot more scared if this had happened in Cap-Haitien.
You know, you've been to Haiti. I'll tell you the way it works is, you know, the stuff that we freak out about and we wig out about, I mean, you get to this place, it's like you're dealing with crap every day. So it's not gonna faze you.
Did you take off your Obama stickers off your passport?
No, I did not. No. So a guard guy comes down, guard dude, says, not a smile, not a trace of a smile. I don't know what's wrong. I'm not being told what's wrong. Come with me, sir. Takes me in, and we walk down a hallway. He hits a security button. Door opens up. I go into a...
Are you at least able to make eye contact with Carla as you're being escorted away? She's gone.
Wow. She was outside. They had to take them out of the...
Could you hear her laughing?
Yeah. Bye, sucker! We are taken into what would appear to be like a DMV waiting room where...
Oh, that's the worst.
Awesome.
Where it is, you know, I will say, well, hello, friends!
Oh, man.
Good to see you.
Well, it is Miami.
How are you, friends? So nice to see all of you. Very nice. Yes. Hi, how are you? Nice to see you. Good to see you. Great to see you. Hi. Hi, how are you? Nice to see you, too.
Oh, all nations.
Great to see you. Yes. Oh, hi. That's where you're from.
Nice.
Yeah, really nice to see you. Hi.
That's a little UN.
Hi, how are you? How's it going? Good. I'm an American. Yeah, nice to see you.
It's like Ellis Island without the welcome.
Right. And
no statue.
Yeah. We are seated in a row of chairs like DMV with a TV. They got a TV watching Giada. Cook on the Food Network, with the stuff you remember.
That's awesome.
And our backs are to a row of windows where there is, there are like nine windows, of course, in the great DMV tradition. Mm-hmm. One Homeland Security guy working there.
Sure.
I don't waste much time because I'm a little freaked out. He said, excuse me, I know you guys have your job to do, but
I'm a white guy.
Can you bump?
I'm something of a famous disc jockey.
And I get as American as I possibly can. Can you ballpark for me what amount of time this is going to be? And the guy goes, less than an hour.
What?
No, but I mean, that's okay. Yeah. Got a lighter flight. I'm fine.
Hey,
less than
thanks,
an hour.
Buddy.
And there is, like, it is in there that is, and it's going, and 10 minutes, they came over. Okay, sir, you're all set. And I still don't know. And I'm escorted out again. And that's when I told the guy, and here's what I got. This is all I got, and I'll try to piece this together. What he said to me was, sometimes you've got a name that matches a name that they are looking for, that they are, and they want to make sure
the golfer
that they want to make sure my name is the real deal of the good guy and not the bad guy.
The bad, there's a bad Mike O'Mara out there.
No, I don't. It's Kathy. I don't know that.
Kathy
O'Mara.
I
don't know. Yeah. It might be a bad O'Neill, or it might be a you know what I mean.
Oh, Ryan
I don't
O'Neill.
Know. Ryan, it's Ryan O'Neill. He's bad.
And you look like him.
They shouldn't lump you Irish
Jesus,
together
I'm
like
running
that.
Out of time. So that's it. I want to say that the kids. I didn't even mention the kids. Last thing I'll just say. I recommend this type of thing for everybody. It's my daughter sent me a text message that said, "Dad, you're gonna love it. It's good for the soul." It is.
She's gone before.
She's done mission trips. She's done.
Oh wow.
She's done 30. Wow. Not Haiti, but she's done tons That's of mission really cool. trips. That's what she does. And so I recommend it. How I'd love to get you guys involved. I got no idea.
I'm not sharing a room with Mark.
But really, my dear friends, Bill and Debbie Harvey, for allowing me to participate in this, and to everybody involved in this, from Warren, Chantel, Hope, Stephanie. I'm trying to work on memory right here. Lila, also Liz and Joel and Dave and Bill, just an amazing group of people.
Lobo Jean-Pierre.
Lobo Jean-Pierre. Sick Kim. Archibald.
Yes.
Just incredible. It might not be for everybody, but I'll tell you, I'll never forget it as long as I live. And it's good to be, back home, too.
Speaking of names, nickname?
Biff.
Boof.
Let's just say cow.
Yeah. Oh, good, good. Yeah.
They laughed their asses off when they had it for me.
Beefcake.
I'm sure that's
I wish it was bad. Apparently, they asked the mamas, they said, what about Joel, the young 21-year-old guy? You know, it's going to be a preacher someday. Right. And they went, ooh la la. What about Mike? Boof. Yeah, we'll take a break, come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by TryLendingTree.com. The leaves are falling, and so are mortgage rates.
Oh, yes.
Lowest rates in history, still 3.125%. You could save hundreds of dollars a month when you refinance through LendingTree. Go to TryLendingTree.com, fill out one simple form, and let over 200 lenders compete for your business. You'll get up to 4 customized offers in just minutes, and it's free. Don't wait. Visit TryLendingTree.com. That's T-R-Y, LendingTree.com, and get a free mortgage guide. When you enter the code TMOS or call 866-291-2010, you'll be confident you got the best deal. Visit TryLendingTree.com and enter the code TMOS.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit www.LendingTree.com for details. LendingTree, NMLS, license number 1130. 36-1312 Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093.
Get to it, boy.
Okay, very good. Mike, welcome.
Get to it, boy.
Welcome back, Mike.
Good to be back.
I don't like to play clips from the Leno show on the audio vault because I don't like Jay Leno, but I thought our president did a great job last night, and I thought this was a particularly funny moment when they asked him about what's the deal with Donald Trump.
They're both great teams. Mm-hmm. San Francisco, they came.
That doesn't sound like Donald Trump, Rob.
Oh, you know what?
He's talking baseball, too.
Maybe I saved the wrong.
They're both great teams.
I don't have the tape. How about that?
He said it was a fabulous line.
It was. I had
spontaneous.
It.
What's spontaneous with either one of these guys?
Well, right. I'm sure this was scripted weeks ago.
I thought we got along when we were both growing up in Kenya. That cracked my ass.
It was great. Now he said, funny. I thought by the time we got to America, he would have gotten past it.
And, you know, their talking points, the Democratic talking points on Donald Trump crack me up, too, that they call him the carnival barker.
Right.
That is
right.
very, very excellent.
I do love that. Exactly what he is. Now, Bruce Springsteen is out there stumping for Obama, and he was actually in Virginia yesterday, and he offered an impression and a song about our president. And, Mike, I think your job as America's favorite mimic, I think it might be safe.
Late at night, the president gives me a phone call. Once, twice a week this happens. It's getting kind of annoying, actually. Bruce, I need a campaign song. It's a country musician wrote a song for Mitt Romney, and I need a campaign song. So I'm thinking, okay, campaign song. Well, he came the right guy. I was having a hard time finding words that rhymed with Obama. You run out of those really quick. So I came to Virginia looking for a date. We kissed and I said, it's a hell of a state.
I can't tell what the audience is chanting.
Came to Virginia looking for the... Yeah.
There's a song they probably knew or something.
No, yeah. I think this was on MSNBC and they cut out part of his monologue. So I think he had
Did they
them
say
yell
Obama?
Something. They're saying Obama.
Oh, okay.
I tried. Anyway, Bruce Springsteen, good singer, not a great impression.
Okay,
it's still pretty cool.
And as we're talking about Donald Trump, here's just a taste of his video that he released yesterday. Because remember, it's going to be big, Mike. Yeah. Very,
gigantic,
very big.
He said. Yeah.
Gigantic. And the coverage of it is also
Can
going
you
to
believe
be
he could have been a presidential candidate?
No, no. Anyway, here's just a taste of it. And we'll get into this more in the bonus show today.
Okay.
But here's just a taste of Donald Trump's video. Video. Wow, what is going on?
You're having a day.
Rob's not feeling real well today. Rob's got a little something going on.
I
a little
really?
Chest cold going
Oh, I
on
think,
here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't breathe
actually,
on Buzz.
No, come here, Buzz. I want to breathe on you. Kiss me. Kiss me, honey.
If Barack Obama opens up and gives his college records and applications, and if he gives his passport applications
if he
and
gives.
Records,
yes, gives.
I will give to a charity of his choice
charity.
A check for $5 million. If he releases these records, it will end the question and indeed the anger of many Americans.
Many.
They'll know something about their president. Their president
yeah, why write
will
it
become
down, Donald?
Transparent.
Yeah, you
want to
do
like
your big speech?
Well,
turn it off.
All right. You
God,
know, the anger is big.
Bag.
The anger
what
is mad.
Why wouldn't he just give $5 million to charity?
He's
exactly.
Yeah.
Instead of just being a dick.
A you know,
but here's the deal. He was on Piers last night, and Piers Morgan says, why are you doing this publicity stunt?
I think that would be a terrible thing of the president to not do it.
I think that
I
would
think
be a terrible
it
thing.
It would be a terrible thing of the president,
of the president.
Give anger. If he releases, it will go a way to subtract the give of anger.
Is it good?
I swear to God, learn the goddamn language.
Not gonna happen.
You blowhard, artificial hair, stuffed sausage douche.
Do you think it would be good of the president?
God.
I think that would be a terrible thing of the president to not do it in order to pick up $5 million? I think that would be outrageous, personally.
Well, he would say that it's just a publicity stunt for you.
It's not a publicity stunt. What difference? I'm not looking to pay $5 million. I mean, frankly, I have other things. I have my own charities that I contribute to. I don't have to pay $5 million to a charity of his choice. It's not a publicity stunt. It's a it's a serious, very serious
Very serious
offer.
And very big.
I used to get a little bit of a kick out of that apprentice, that celebrity. I will never, watch that pimp again.
If you're a Romney supporter,
I know.
Why the
I
hell
know.
Would you want this guy even? We're 12 days out of the
I
election,
know.
And he's doing this?
I know, and he's still, still doing
not
real
only,
well.
Not
he's
only,
like a point ahead in most national polls. It's not only you know, that guy, that senator, another one of these guys that
said,
you know,
rape abortion.
You know, the whole,
God's
and,
plan, Mike.
And it's not that they make this statement, which is pretty outrageous. It's these guys that are doing it. Have you seen this guy?
Yes.
He's a candidate for Senate. He's like,
right.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're distracting from the initial message. You're trying to win
right.
an election.
And not only is he's distracting with something wrong that was presented wrong.
Yeah.
Everything about it is wrong.
Yeah,
Romney should say, shush, don't. Mm-hmm.
Well, the
do
thing
the
that
thing,
they got
don't.
Trump in trouble with this one mm-hmm. is that
the pre-sell.
He played a game that he plays with like entertainment and he plays in his little casino world mm-hmm. and he played it like on the national stage. And when it's that transparent and that obvious a ruse, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to have the October surprise.
Yeah.
You can't mention an October surprise because, you know,
sounds
that's,
delicious.
That's
by the
something
way.
That really, you know, brings down candidates.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
And he came out and go, here's what I, and so he manufactured it.
He's blow just, back. Yeah. Blow back.
Lamer than we expected.
You know, look, I hope, I really hope that finally, well, has he ever been taken seriously, Donald Trump, really?
By some, yes, by many. Yeah. He led in the polls in those early presidential days.
He was going to be the guy.
He led in the polls. He was number one.
Wow.
Now, I know you had a busy morning and a sleepy morning. Did you hear any of the interview on the Today Show with sniper accomplice Lee Boyd Malvo?
No, I saw them tease that. I did not.
There was, it was disjointed and it was scary and it was upsetting. They said it was the only, he said it's the last interview he's going to do. And I don't know if it had been revealed before. I was not surprised to find out that he said that Mohammed, the guy that sort
John
of was,
Mohammed.
John Mohammed, the ringleader.
He's been executed.
Yeah, yeah. Sexually abused this kid. Mm-hmm. And I was not surprised to hear that.
If it's true.
But the one thing that did surprise me was this question. I found this very upsetting.
To this date, are there victims of your shooting spree that have not been identified?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be helpful to family members of those other people to give more information and tell the police what you know?
Without anyone contacting me 2.5 years ago, I reached out and I did that in 5 different instances in different states. But there was a point in time where psychologically I couldn't handle it. This is the reality. In here, I have no one. I have to take care of myself. Yes, it is something I want to do and will do.
Authorities don't necessarily believe that's the case, mm-hmm. but it is upsetting.
Is not the case that he knows the case that he wants to cooperate?
Not the case that there are other victims.
Okay.
But it's just an odd thing that he would cop to. It was a very odd interview, yeah. And I know you can watch it online.
Hard to know what to believe.
It's really, really kind of odd.
I don't ever want to hear from that guy again.
Yeah, no. Well,
yeah,
luckily,
but I bet you're like a lot of people.
You won't. Congratulations to Pablo Sandoval. Is that how you say his name?
Home run dinger boy.
Yeah, who was right. Only the 4th guy to do 3 home runs in 1 World Series game.
I love baseball players like this. I love men that are built like that on a baseball team. I like the big poppies of this world. I used to like a guy named George Scott. I like Cecil Fielder.
I love
the guys that hit the dingers.
I love that
in baseball. Yeah.
That he's in company now with Babe Ruth. That's what an exclusive club this guy's in.
So and 2. And Sandoval hits it into center. Back at the wall. Come on. 1-0 Giants and a home run by Pablo Sandoval. 2-0. Fly ball into left. Back at the wall. He's homered again. The Panda takes the trip.
The Panda mark.
The
Panda.
Giants here in the 3rd. Albuquerque had to bounce back from right elbow surgery this year. Wasn't activated until the 3rd week of August. Into center.
Good call, Jeff.
Always.
Another.
Don't let a call of a history-making home run get in the road the way of reading your notes.
Yeah, he does love that. And the main reason I wanted to play those clips is so I could play this tape of Pablo.
It's had to be part of the history. You know, it's one of the things when you're a little kid, you're dreaming in playing the World Series. You know, and your dream come true.
So congratulations.
Is he Dominican?
What is he? He's one of yours.
I don't know, just because I know them.
I think he's Haitian.
That's racist of you.
Don't you know all of them?
He looked at you. That's funny.
But congratulations to him, Marcel.
Okay, we're running super late.
Okay, last tape. And you know what? I don't think I have ever played a tape from South Park before.
Okay.
But I really found this entertaining. Cartman, who is the fat kid on South Park. Yes, went trick-or-treating last night as the Hulk and had trouble when he got to the door.
Trick-or-treat.
Oh, wow. Look, honey, it's Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, and Bruce Valanche.
I'm not Bruce Valanche.
Oh, what are you supposed to be? Oh, right. You're supposed to be that,
The Incredible.
Right. The Incredible.
Hold on, I'm thinking, is it Bruce Valanche, the guy that was on Hollywood Squares?
Yeah, yeah, with
the big gay fat guy?
Yeah.
The gay comedy writer.
Bruce Valanche.
He was not Bruce Valanche. He's being the Hulk.
It's Bono. Remember, honey, Dancing with the Stars, the fat transsexual?
Oh, cute. No, not Chaz Bono. Do you see my skin? I'm green. The Incredible Harvey Fierstein?
No, Harvey Fierstein's just gay and fat, honey. He's not green.
The person I'm dressed at is not fat and not gay.
The incredibly fat and gay skinny straight man?
Just give us a f***ing candy!
That is your magic audio vault. Welcome home, Mark.
That's a good South Park clip. I like that. We'll take a break, come back with Buzz and News right after this, everybody.
That you do make me glad. I'm in love with you.
Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let's waste no time whatsoever. Get right to it, Buzz and Niels.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by
AutoZapper
Insurance Services, LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show, November 10th at Circus Circus in Reno. Oscar tried Encore and loved
it. Amazing. Call today.
For a free life insurance quote, call 866-347-5748 or visit smartterm.com. They do all the work. They'll compare rates and help you save. License and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. We are still proud and grateful to be sponsored again by Encore Insurance Services.
Encore!
They're calling it a super...
You don't sound sick. Are you okay?
I feel something coming, really? And I do about every other year, so I need to see the doctor tonight.
Okay, all right.
What scares me...
Between the two of you, we're going to have a lung transplant.
No, what scares me is that it would be right on track to screw up Reno, so I got to do it today.
Okay, very good. Right. And how about you? What's your latest?
You know, it's touch and go. I'm still... it's day-to-day. We'll see.
But you've seen the doctor.
Yes, I have. Yeah, okay. I'm under a doctor's care.
Okay, very good.
So I should be okay.
Okay, good to hear.
Dr. Pretorius.
As for the weather, they're calling it a superstorm. Of course, it might not happen. But the way things stand now, the northeastern U.S. and the mid-Atlantic region could be the meeting place for three big weather systems by Monday. Right now, Florida's bracing for the Category 2 Hurricane Sandy that's making its way through Cuba and the Bahamas after leaving some flooding in Haiti and two deaths in Jamaica. But the storm's headed up the East Coast just in time to collide with a storm system approaching from the west and a cold front from the north. Three storms, three directions converging here, basically. The result could be a weird mixture of high winds, heavy rain, and a chance of snow in some higher inland locations.
Oh, man. It's you're going into, what does she say in the movie? You're riding right into the monster. Right. Was it Mary Elizabeth Mastriano says
what
to George?
Movie?
In the perfect storm.
Oh, the perfect storm. Okay. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite movies.
I just think that this will be something great for Lowell to complain about. I mean, report on.
So where's it? So it's kind of on a track for the Northeast, New England?
Right. Yeah. It's they're bracing in Florida now, and it is headed for either the mid-Atlantic states where we are or the Northeast just to the north of us.
Okay. I think I'll drive to Boston this week. Idiot.
Should be perfect.
You really love to court the weather, don't you?
God.
It'll be delightful.
I'm a traveling man.
Might want to take a boat.
Is this the superstorm?
Superstorm!
It's coming up the coast.
And as I said, it might not happen.
It's big, I'll tell you that.
Donald Trump said it's huge.
It's huge.
The coverage is going to be big.
And it gives.
Another sign the economy's improving. Young adults are leaving their parents' homes and college towns for the first time since the recession and moving into big cities and high-tech locations like Washington, D.C., Denver, Portland, Seattle, and Austin, Texas. Experts say this will eventually spell the end of the McMansion and bring the rise of a lot of micro apartments.
I have an Ed McMansion. Thank you.
And speaking of housing, we know that now that part of our mortgage crisis was not caused by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, but instead by Bank of America. Federal prosecutors are suing B of A over a mortgage scheme called The Hustle.
Good. I hope all the Bank of America's burned to the ground.
You know, that's why I do. Hey, come on.
I'm not allowed to have an opinion.
It's irresponsible.
Yeah,
that's where I have my money.
Get it out of there before they burn to the ground.
I have $65 in my bank account.
I don't think Oscar should be allowed to bank at anything that says America.
Oh, God. He's wound up today. He's ramped up.
Well, the feds say this hustle cost taxpayers more than $1 billion.
Hey, that's their hustle.
That's what they're calling it. They call this scam.
Do the hustle.
The bank allegedly approved loans it knew would end in foreclosure and then sold those loans to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
And while they were doing that, they heard...
Do the hustle. The good news is surprising that the U.S. could soon become the world's biggest oil-producing nation, even outproducing Saudi Arabia. Did you ever think you'd hear that?
Well, then
drill, baby, drill.
Well, then how come we don't get like a Bentley in every garage?
Yeah. Well, maybe some. No, probably not. The not so good news is that there are serious environmental concerns. Oil production.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing okay. You know, just dealing with a lot of things.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. It's not like you're showing it at all.
Are you keeping busy?
What?
Oil production in this country.
Just can't wait to do my impression of Mark while Buzz is doing it.
I'm very interested in his story.
He's pondering.
Mark is trying to figure out how he can get some of the money from that oil. So I wonder if there's any in Germantown.
Oil production in this country on track to increase by 7% this year to nearly 11 million barrels a day. That makes this the fourth year in a row we've had an increase. We still need to import 7 million barrels a day, but with more fuel-efficient vehicles, we could even cut that. And although it won't cut our gas prices, they say it will help our economy. The downside is we're forcing a lot of this new oil out of rock under a pressure technique called fracking. The risks include...
Fracking?
Exactly.
Hey, frack me.
Fracking.
And it fractures the rock beneath our feet. Some people have earthquake concerns about that. It also, in some cases, has forced poison into drinking water supplies.
And if they do it on a large scale, it'll be super fracking.
That's all.
A new Time magazine poll in Crucial, Ohio.
I am super fracking busy.
I can hear super fracking tired.
I am super fracking exhausted.
A new Time magazine
We're
poll.
We're fracked.
Crucial, you know how Crucial Ohio
frack
is.
Frack you.
Frack me.
Right. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That poll has the president 5 points ahead of Governor Romney.
Where, in Ohio?
Time magazine, Ohio, 49-44. That's based on a poll of likely voters and those who have already voted. In fact, among those who voted early, Obama leads 60-30. Among those who haven't voted, the candidates are tied at 45%.
I don't think any of these polls mean dick.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they mean frack.
Even if Obama has a 5% lead and it's outside of the alleged margin of error, I think that's crap. That has been proven again. I want to point this out about polls. That has been proven again and again and again. That margin of error, yes, there is a margin of error larger than 5%. It's not when you hear that, it makes it sound like, well, the polling data that we have in Ohio is absolutely irrefutable. Nothing could be further from the truth. So everybody's got to go out and vote.
Yeah, you want to know my revised prediction for the election now?
Oh, go ahead.
I think Governor Romney will win the popular vote. And Obama will win the Electoral College. I think it's going to be Bush in reverse.
Very possible.
You know, there was an interesting moment on Letterman last night. He had O'Reilly on to bloviate. And he said, O'Reilly says, well, right now Romney has the momentum. Romney's going to probably win, although I'm not going to issue a prediction. And Letterman says, yeah, but Obama has more electoral votes. And O'Reilly just says, yeah, well.
A new Gallup poll shows the numbers trending toward the president. But we're talking very small numbers within the margin of error in a very close race.
Well, it's trending. You mean something's trending towards the president?
Yeah.
I thought that wasn't happening.
Well, trending might be giving it the best of it. Mr. Obama has ticked up in approval and down in disapproval. So his own personal ratings have shifted in his favor.
Yeah, but see, go ahead.
He's also ticked up a point overall as Romney has ticked down a point.
Yeah, so the issue is that's what their goal was.
Right.
In the last debate, they wanted to make sure they saw some of this. Mm-hmm. Because I'll tell you something. We wouldn't be even worried about
if
this.
If he hadn't blown the debate that counted.
Punted that first debate.
Right.
You know, it really is significant. And now, absolutely. You know, it's going to be, everybody get out there. If you got
12
your
days.
Guy, you know, 12 days. Wow. Then we go to Reno.
And hopefully we have a president. Because if it becomes...
It could be months.
Oh, my God. I do not
Hey, what if we
that.
Get to announce the new president from the stage of Circus Circus? What if it happens that night?
And nobody would want to do it more than I would.
What?
I think I was lying about that.
I don't know.
No politics that night. Updating a couple of stories from yesterday. The Washington Post reports today that just one speed camera in D.C., we talked about speed cameras yesterday, just one camera has issued more than 100,000 tickets and raised more than $11.5 million. The paper says that camera's victims could fill every seat in FedEx and the Verizon Center and have speeders left over. The camera did all this in less than 2 years from its home on New York Avenue.
No, that's
I know that. I've gotten hit by that exact camera.
I know that camera. My father used to really contribute to that all the time.
$50.
And you're all going to be captivated by this. St. Petersburg, Florida has finally caught its mystery monkey.
Thank Christ.
Oh, following the story for some time.
Yeah, I watched that on TV.
It was Peter Tork.
The rhesus macaque was brought down by a tranquilizer dart yesterday afternoon after eluding authorities for more than 2 years.
You know, if you cut those monkeys open and slaughter them and put them on a grill, you know what they taste like?
Wow.
Peanut butter cups.
the hell?
You said, wow. You didn't hear the beginning, so you don't listen. You don't get that joke. Why is that joke funny? Rob might know. I know Mark might know.
No, I know, because it's a rhesus monkey.
Thank you. Yeah. A rhesus monkey.
Oh, I don't know what a rhesus monkey is.
It's Reese's Pieces.
He said Reese's.
Like Reese's peanut butter guy. I said, if you cut the monkey open, put it on a grill, it tastes like peanut butter cups.
Oh.
Because it's a Reese's monkey.
Get the fig bars out of your ears, Oscar.
Jesus, Oscar.
Like, we do a show every day.
It's still not a good joke.
It's a great joke.
It is a great joke.
It's a monkey tasting like a peanut butter cup. That's a great joke. You don't like that joke, you don't know comedy.
You've had better.
It makes me hungry.
Well, I've been on a plane all
day. But ironically, you never have, Oscar.
Finally, crooks start out stupid, and they don't get any smarter.
Where's the Almond Joy monkey?
In Santa Fe, New Mexico, they released 20-year-old Frank Rodriguez Tapia the other day. He had been in a few times before, but maybe this time would be different.
Bet he hated the monkey joke.
It wasn't. On his way out of jail, Frank grabbed $80 in cash that was being turned in by a guy who was checking into that facility. Frank then went to Blake's Lotta Burger, had a delicious lunch with some of that money. But his theft at the jail, back at the jail, was caught on a security camera, and Frank was caught, obviously, a short time later. Quoting a sheriff's officer, "You would think after three or four times in jail, you would take to heart why you're in there. Maybe try to change your behavior." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Great to be back.
Welcome
Yay,
back.
Mike.
And thanks to everybody that sent me nice little welcome home notes. And to my friends, Mr. Bill Harvey, Mrs. Debbie Harvey, you really, I can't even describe how proud I am of what they have done. And I'll tell you something. It takes a certain level of energy. And where they put it in there for I think, all the right reasons. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that. Our show today was brought to you by Vistaprint.com. They got a great deal. 250 cards for just $10. That's half their regular price. You have to enter the code TMOS. And really, we love our sponsors because they keep us chugging along.
They really do. Mm-hmm.
Please go to Vistaprint.com.
Check them out.
And check them out. And you get, $10, 250 cards. Fantastic. We got to go. Thank you very much. TMOS, Vistaprint.com. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you.
We're stopping.